news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Today's What's News begins with some sad news. Former Michigan Representative John Dingell, the longest-serving member in Congress, died Thursday. John Dingell arrived in Congress in 1955 to fill a seat held by his father, John Dingell Sr., and continued to serve for more than 59 years until he announced in 2014 that he wouldn't seek re-election. Dingell played a key role in passing the Civil Rights Act, Medicare, the Clean Water Act, and Obamacare. And he had a hilarious Twitter feed. His wife, Debbie Dingell, ran for his House seat and is serving her third term. Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker testifies Friday morning before the House Judiciary Committee. This after a standoff on Thursday in which he threatened not to show up if the Democrats subpoenaed him. Democrats are planning to grill him on whether he has sought to influence Special Counsel Robert Mueller's probe and whether he's talked with the president about the investigation's findings. In related news, Trump's nominee for Attorney General, William Barr, was voted out of the Senate Judiciary Committee on Thursday and therefore will be considered by the GOP-controlled Senate sometime later this month. The strangest story of the day, week, month, involves Amazon founder and world's richest person, Jeff Bezos. On Thursday, Bezos posted a missive on Medium claiming that AMI, the publisher of the National Enquirer, tried to blackmail him. Bezos said AMI threatened to publish compromising pictures of him and a woman the tabloid said Bezos was having an affair with, this after reporting on the affair and publishing private texts between the two last month. Bezos said the Enquirer was upset that he had used his private security consultant to investigate the tabloid to find out how it got the story. His Medium post contains alleged emails from the National Enquirer's legal team that Bezos says backs up his claims.
Jeff Bezos released emails yesterday claiming to show the company, AMI, threatened to release the information if he did not stop an investigation into how the Enquirer got the text messages that included explicit photos exposing his extramarital affair. To keep the information from getting out, Bezos says that AMI demanded he stop the Washington Post, which he owns, from reporting on the political motivations behind the Enquirer's initial reports about his relationship with Lauren Sanchez.
NBC's Dylan Byers points out one aspect of Bezos' accusations that may have further implications.
For me, the most interesting aspect of what Jeff Bezos wrote in that post is the insinuation, not the direct allegation, but just the insinuation that there's a political motivation here that is driven either by President Trump, who has a longstanding relationship with David Pecker, or by Saudi Arabia, which also has ties to David Pecker. There's an insinuation there from Bezos of a political motivation, and I think that is the thread that's going to be pulled out over the course of the next few days and weeks.
The Supreme Court is stopping Louisiana from enforcing new regulations on abortion clinics in a test of the conservative court's view on abortion rights. Chief Justice John Roberts joined with the court's liberals to rule 5-4 against a law that requires abortion providers to have admitting privileges at nearby hospitals, would close most of the state's clinics, and leave it with only one doctor eligible to perform the procedure. Brett Kavanaugh wrote a ridiculous dissent that no other of the justices signed on to, prompting critics to lash out at Senator Susan Collins over her pre-confirmation assertions that Kavanaugh would uphold precedent and wouldn't repeal Roe v. Wade. Yeah, right. And finally, freshman Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez on Thursday, along with Senator Ed Markey, officially introduced the Green New Deal resolution.
I am so incredibly excited that we are going to transition this country into the future.
The transition Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is talking about is her first piece of legislation, a non-binding resolution, the Green New Deal. It goes beyond climate change. Way beyond.
Today is the day that we truly embark on a comprehensive agenda of economic, social, and racial justice in the United States of America.
That's right.
Surrounded by House and Senate veterans, the freshman Democrat from New York took center stage.
You guys expect this to be offset by higher taxes?
So, do you want me?
You go, yeah, please.
The same resolution being introduced in the Senate by Ed Markey from Massachusetts, elected to Congress 13 years before Ocasio-Cortez was born.
We now have the troops. We now have the money. We're ready to fight.
The resolution, just 14 pages long, by some estimates could cost trillions, calls for a revolution in the way we live. Viewing climate change as an existential threat to the entire world. Fire, drought, rising sea levels, increasingly violent storms, famine, and mass migrations is what we face, they warn, if radical change isn't embraced now.
We're here to say that small, incremental policy solutions are not enough. I got the
news. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.